What do y'all think of Young M.A.?
I think Young M.A., if I had a girl, Young M.A. would steal my girl because I couldn't do anything about it.
I didn't expect you to say that.
I'm just serious. She's like, she's too gully for me. Like, she's scared. Like, no. Like, you got it. You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
She's good for the... I feel like it's so much happening, it's good for, like, conversations. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just like, now you have to talk about women being misogynistic. And you're just like, wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
We didn't even finish the other discussion. You need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. You need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. Cause it get cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota. Wait.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I can't.
Ladies and gentlemen. That right there. That right there is the sound you've come to know and enjoy and love and hear and appreciate. That is the sound to let you know that Off the Record is here. Actually, that is not the sound that you've come to appreciate and to know. That was some new intro music that David produced specifically.
It's
requested.
Even metaphorically incorrect. You can't take the heat. You can't take the heat. What's hot? Minnesota. Hot. I get it. It gets cold. Like, you didn't even do that right.
I got you. I mean, hey, Lil Yachty, he's learning his temperatures.
I bet he's learning a lot.
Hey,
the whole world's brand new to him.
Look man,
all day, every day. Anyway, I'm sorry.
It's funny, yo. This is Off the Record. It is the regular cast of characters that you tend to see. My name is Adon Bean. To my left, you all's nothing because you can't see us, is Dan Duncan. What's up, sir?
I'm good, man. It's good to be here. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to Merry all of Christmas. Our favorite listeners, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for spending some time with us. And yeah, we're here to kick the best and worst of 2016 around. We want to have a little fun tonight and finish the year off strong.
Word up. That other voice that you definitely have heard is the one and the only back two nights in a row, apparently.
I stay here, bro. Stay here.
That is David Perdue.
What's happening, people? Yeah, I stay here, man. One of the hosts of 4th and 10. If you don't pay attention to that, you should. Mm-hmm. Got a dope one that just dropped today with Mr. Tripoli. Appreciate the trip for coming through.
Word up.
And, appreciate it more if you actually shared it.
Dang.
I appreciate it just like it is. But if you'd mind to share it, that'd be cool. I mean, you got more followers than all of us.
Blows me up at the end of the episode for not wearing socks in my own house.
He did blow.
He's not going to share it on Instagram.
He wants
do you have socks on now?
I do.
Okay.
I'll never not wear socks in my own house again. All
right. Well, now that you have socks on, now he'll share it. You know, it's that simple. He's got a simple contract. He requires socks from the engineer.
I didn't get the writer before the episode.
Nah, appreciate Trip though coming through. I originally appreciate him because he confirmed that Maya Moore did laugh.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Sunday, and that's how I promoted on my Twitter. I was just like, forget what this show's about. Just know Trip confirmed
that's what's
that
up.
Maya Moore laughed.
Yo, I think I hit you later that night or the next day. Like, yo, did you get the number? Did you shoot your shot? Like,
I had to go. You know what was the worst part of it? I had to go to another show. It was a competition show. I did not even place at this competition show because people bring people, and it was one of those things. Yeah, so I was like, I should just stayed.
When we're talking about stays, let's be very clear. We're referring to this past weekend here in Atlanta, Georgia. Resident non-person here, Show Baraka, did his release, A Night with Show Baraka, for the Narrative album. It was a great night. Featured a lot of performers, a lot of great people, wonderful people. Swoop was there, being in the band as well as performed and opened up. Courtney Orlando, also known as JR, performed, opened up. And our very own David Perdue also did a set. And apparently WNBA... star herself.
She was there.
Minnesota Lynx.
She was there.
Maya Moore was there.
Yeah.
And Yeah, you were performing for an audience of one, weren't you?
I mean, I like I said it on 4th and 10. When I saw her from the stage, I just locked into that area. I was like, if Maya Moore is laughing, I don't care about the rest of you peasants. I don't care. As long as I keep her laughing, I'm good. I'm good. So you know what? Like I said, I'm good. That was a good night.
There it is. There it is. We definitely killed. Definitely dope.
Appreciate it.
The other voice we have is the wonderful and gone for too long.
Aww.
Yvette. Ayana, how are you?
I'm good. Glad to be back.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You being a number?
Yes. Yes. How have you been?
I've been well.
Yeah?
I've been well, maintaining.
Word. How was your Thanksgiving or Turkey Day or Indigenous people celebrate? Like, you got to cover everything for people. Like, how was it, you know?
You know, it was good. My entire family showed up. My mom, my dad, my sister, her family. So we had a full house.
But word.
You know, it was good.
Did you put the stuffing in the turkey?
No.
Here's the thing. She probably didn't even call it stuffing. She probably was like the
we
dressing.
We do call it stuffing.
Do you call it stuffing?
Come on,
yeah,
someone.
We call it stuffing. We don't call it dressing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We call it stuffing.
I'm
but
dressing
it's
over here.
I'm dressing
You're
all
dressing?
Day. Yeah.
Okay.
There it is.
I just figured out what stuffing is like in the last 3 years.
Like, what you mean?
Once he got a white friend.
I mean, was it? Yeah, it was a white friend. It was a white friend to put me on stuff.
Okay.
And I was like, I mean, what do you do stuff? What stuff what? What a corn? Like, what a dress? Anyway, I'm sorry.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's up. Were you in, I don't know, I'm getting some, were you from like Ruffin, South Carolina? Is that where you went for like?
Did you see that?
I did.
Did you see
I
how
just,
he just did
I just,
that?
Is that where you were?
So Yvette's like, from like this really small town in South Carolina. Let's just go ahead and put that out there.
I just didn't know.
I did not go to Ruffin.
Okay.
See,
okay.
They came to Atlanta.
I see.
Full that house. Is
a, they
yes.
came to the city.
To the I big
see.
City.
To the big see, city. The city folk.
Drove 4 entire hours.
Yeah.
That's
wonderful.
Right. To see buildings. No.
That's what's
electricity.
That is what's up. That is what's up. Was super dope. Super dope. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
We just wanted to get together before just our schedules. Everyone's running around as the holidays are approaching. People have like performances and shows, and everyone's kind of doing like their job and then their hustle and then their other things. And so we wanted to make sure we got together one last time for the good people. I think this has been our best year of consistency with Off the Record. I feel like we had a bad like couple months that I'm going to put on Dan. I'm going to look at you and I'm going to put it on you. But it really was because Dan was all over the world, performing or working and all this stuff. But,
yeah.
But that notwithstanding, we were pretty consistent, I feel like.
Yeah.
More than other years.
So for those that haven't tuned in, Dan went through a very large career change
that happened
last year into the beginning of this year. And I was like, I got a lot of free time. I can organize this Off the Record on a consistent basis.
True.
And then my career took off in some ways, shape,
yes.
or forms.
Mm-hmm.
And I then had to travel quite a bit.
Man.
But we're back.
We're back.
We're settling into a rhythm.
That is good.
New Year's resolution is just around the corner for us.
I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna channel Damon right now.
That's what's up. Maria! Maria!
Because I don't like what you're about to say.
As soon as you said this is the most consistent that Off the Record's been, I'm over here like, for the 10 been straight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we regular. We stay on it. And I don't
that's
know.
Got you.
Like, I'm happy to be a part of this family.
Mm-hmm.
But I also
remember when you got started. That's what I want to know.
Yeah. And then I was like, I need another team. I need more consistency. No, this is good. No, but you part of the 4th and 10 team. I'm just saying.
I'm not on the poster. Let's be real about
you're
that.
You're not on the poster.
So.
But you make the engine, you make it go. I'm just saying, you're not the problem of this podcast.
I just feel
that's
like
that's all I will say.
I just feel like we're talking about 4th and 10 entirely too much. Okay, I just feel like, you know what I mean.
4th and 10's best podcast. What can I say?
No real talk though. Y'all had a show Friday.
We did
4th and 5.
4th and 5.
I did attend. I did check it out.
You was there.
I was front row, which is a scary place to be at a comedy show.
It is. But we're relaxed.
Very cool.
Very relaxed crowd. Yeah, it was fun. Appreciate everybody that came out to that. That was also a lot of fun.
Plan on doing it again?
We're doing it on January 28th.
Yeah, I set it up for
you. Did set it up January 28th. We're back at Village Theater. Yeah, we're gonna bring more dope comedians and more of us, more Nate Hates and all of that stuff, man.
Word up.
We building this thing, man. 2017, man. We shooting our shots, bro. We shooting our shots. That's my motto. This year was savage. 2016, just be real savage about stuff. I didn't really fall through on that very well, but 2017 is all about shooting that shot.
There it is.
I like it.
We going out.
And we're also gonna have an album from a Dom Bean in 2017.
Oh, yeah. Man, yeah, we'll all be surprised when it drops, when it's done and recorded. And but yeah, absolutely. Been working and we'll have some work for the good people. Absolutely, absolutely. So it should be fun. It should be fun. I think that one of the more interesting things, though, is that this year you said your motto was what? What was it again?
For this year?
For this year.
Oh, just savage.
Savage.
So basically, it just
break that down.
Yeah. It just consisted of me, like, I don't know, like knocking over coffee cups on tables. Word. And not giving, you know, not caring about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did I pick the cup up after? Absolutely. I still got manners. So I couldn't fully commit to the savage part.
So if a peanut dropped in your house, would you pick that up?
I would definitely pick that up, because I was raised right. And anybody just drops peanuts in people's house and looks them in the eyes and don't pick that peanut up has a problem.
What about bags at airports? What about...
Also, yeah, if you got your bags at airports...
It's this consistent theme of things being dropped around
you. Look people in the eye. Yeah, people just drop stuff around me, act like I'm supposed to pick it up.
So real talk.
Everyone's listening right now. Like, what are y'all talking about?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are not going to... we're just going to say that there were some inside conversations that happened before we started recording. But at a future time, and please hold us to this. At a future time, we are going to have a podcast in which we tell all of our worst celebrity encounters.
Yeah.
And what you got was just a little bit of a taste of...
Anybody that know me know what this thing is about, though. I have not been shy about it. But for this, that's not about this podcast. It's not about this podcast. But if I see you in these streets... And I have I'm gonna throw peanuts at that dude.
You rolling up?
Just drop him at his feet.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, I want y'all to tweet to try to guess who David Perdue is talking about that he would actually physically accost if he ran into him, because David's a pretty
I'm chill, man.
Pretty chill dude. I'm chill, but somebody got to him.
He disrespected me. Savage.
Disrespected me in my house.
Absolutely. Who disrespected David? Oh, check it out.
Yeah,
check it out.
If you know me, you know.
Man, I'll tell you what's been straight up savage and disrespectful in 2016, and that has been death. Dun 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 dun. How you like that transition? Right. But it has been a lot of people, unfortunately.
It usually is. Yeah,
a lot of people. It is a downer. Yeah. Death is a bit of a downer.
All the puns.
Yeah, but man, it's been so many people who have passed away, so many people left us. Death. I mean, 2016 has been relentless. And most recently, sitcom dad, sitcom jingle star, for all accounts, seemingly an amazing dude. Alan Thicke passed away, I guess less than 24 hours ago or something like about that or whatever. At least news broke out about that. But there's been so many people who have passed away. I thought it would be interesting if we all thought, as we approach the end of this year, if we could think about just one person that, if we could just bring back, you know what I'm saying? It's like chess, when you get to the other end of the board and you get to get a piece back, or, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to think of other things where you can pull things back onto the game. But nonetheless, I'm essentially trying to say, who is someone who has passed away in 2016, someone of, you know, some bit of renown in which everyone would generally know, that we would want to bring back, you know, we just want to do over. We want just a little bit more time with them. You know what I mean? Mm. So I'm going to start with David, man. Who you got, man? Who would you want to bring back 2016?
Man? All right. Well, I would want to bring back Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm. That was, again, that's, I've said it before.
If he comes back from the dead, does he get cured from the shakes or no?
That's the thing. Shakes. I was trying to. First of all, the shakes.
The shakes. I know. I'm like, the shakes. I don't know that's what it is. actually,
no. You know what I was thinking about when we were talking about this? We were talking about like bringing people back. And as soon as I thought about Ali and anybody that's older, I was like, man, I'm not bringing Ali to go into 2017. Like, you know what I mean?
You don't want to put him through 2017.
Like, yeah, I'm like, you know what? I started to think a lot of these people knew what was up. I think a lot of them was like, man, this is gonna be the last year. It's gonna be worth it. Right. So. I'm gonna go ahead and check out. So I mean, Ali was my hero. You know what I mean? I wasn't even like, I didn't even want to be a boxer. I just want to be Ali.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, just that swag, just that confidence or whatever. So Ali would be the person that I want to bring back. But again, I would not bring him in 2017. I would hope that he would just be like, oh, that's what's happening. I told you something. And then just check out.
Word up. Yeah. That's what's up.
I get it, Ali.
There it is.
I get it.
Dan Duncan, who would you want to bring back, man?
So I thought a lot about this. And as I thought about it like a chess game. So I'm glad you said that.
There it is.
So I would bring back Justice Scalia.
I was wondering what that meant. Okay, let's go.
So
let's go.
I would bring back Justice Scalia, not because he's my hero, although I do favor interpretation of the Constitution of a literal interpretation. But I would bring him back because if Justice Scalia is alive today,
yes.
my guess is that Donald Trump is not our president. Elect.
Interesting.
Because then there's one less like token in the like, well, the Supreme Court justices like argument. It would be a little less like there. It potentially would have been still argued that he was going to pass. But if I could guarantee he would live for 4 more years.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that we would not have President Hitler coming into power.
Man, that is pretty. Chessy.
That is a chess move.
It's heavy. It's like, so how can we make that happen?
Yeah. Everyone's all of a sudden, all the liberals are like, wait a second.
Doesn't sound like a bad idea.
The resurrection stone. Someone right. find it.
That is what's up, man. Are you prepared? Are you
I'm
ready?
Prepared.
Oh, okay. Okay. You looked at me this with assuredness. Please tell me.
Absolutely. I think Prince.
Wonderful.
I would bring Prince back. I think
Roger Nelson.
You know, I think like when David was saying, people wanted to check out early and they're kind of done. I feel like we need Prince still, you know. And on one hand, you think like a person, you don't want to die with your music still in you. And even though he gave like so much music, I feel like he had so much more music left to give. And we have not many fathers, but I feel like he's like a father in music.
Yeah.
And I think music needs fathering.
Yeah.
And I think he was just a great person to kind of open those doors and shepherd
a little bit,
like a lot of new people coming up. So, and I think, you know, people are always more appreciated when they're gone. But when I go back now and kind of listen to music, some of his like later stuff, just like how it was very spiritual. Mm-hmm. And you see like this activist person that did all these things. And,
right.
and I think the times that we're living in would awaken almost like the gold that's in a Prince.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I wish he were still here.
No, that's very good. I think with Prince, I would agree that it was one of those things where like we weren't really ready.
Not at all.
You know what I mean? Like as a whole, it was like, wait, really?
Yeah. Only 57 years old, I think it was. You know, that's still very young.
If he was back even for just like an hour, I would just want to get a lawyer in front of him. Just like, can we get your affairs in order now?
That's what I was
like for like 60 minutes. Can we just
get this together?
Get this so that your estate. Can we just get your right of attorney? Get
like,
everything
wait,
squared
we
away.
We're gonna give you an appointment. Yeah, okay, right. So don't be early because we gotta maximize
right,
this hour.
Yeah, because I hate to see like
that whole moment.
Yeah, everything going. I mean, people claim to be family members and running out, and just because there's no
we weren't ready. It's like he wasn't ready either.
Apparently not. Apparently,
yeah. He still got music to give. He still got music that we ain't heard.
Right.
I'm like, let's get
that's
that
real.
Vault.
Like he ain't got to come back. Like we
just let us in that vault. You can still rest in peace, but just give us that vault.
Yeah,
let us get in that vault, man.
Give us them keys.
That's it, man. I would say not to labor. Like I feel, I was thinking of like two different ones. Like of course, like Prince came to my mind. Mm-hmm. Muhammad Ali came to my mind. Justice Scalia did not come to my mind.
I'd have to agree with that. Yeah.
But, you know, obviously I was like, oh, man, I want to bring Fife back, right? I was thinking I want to bring Fife. But in a weird way, I feel like he did this album, like, and he was like, and it was like, I like where, you know, I'm good with that or whatever. Mm-hmm. My other thought was I wanted to bring back Abe Bogota, okay, who is Tessio in Godfather 2. Because that man has always been old in my mind.
Yes.
And so I'm thinking,
when I was born, he was
he was just always old. He was Morgan Freeman for white folks. Like he just was always, always an old man. And so in my mind, I'm thinking like, yo, like the fact that like the man closest to death, who's always been closest to death since I was a baby, has died. Like, I just feel like everyone's mortal now. Like, yeah. I needed him to stay alive,
right?
Because, like, if he can die, then we're all yeah. subject. Like, yeah. it can happen, you know. So that was like my real like Ava Goda.
Didn't he have like there was like a website that like kept up that like because there was so many every there was always something like he was like Ava Goda's dead.
Yeah, got you
and
right.
So they literally had to make websites like nah, he's not really dead. Not really dead. And they really died. The website was like nah, for real this time.
No, no, for,
yeah, it was
no,
like,
for,
yeah, it was like he's not dead. That calm.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it was like nah, for real this time.
Yeah.
Because no. I went to that the first time when I heard it, I went to that website.
I'm going to a credible source.
Yeah, I was like for real. And I was like nah. He really goes.
No, this is for real.
I was like,
we were joking the last 50 times.
Yeah.
But no.
He's one of the people I thought had died.
Yeah.
Him, and when they said Nancy, was it who? Did Nancy Reagan?
Nancy Reagan passed
Nancy
this
Reagan
year.
Died, and I was just like, wait, now?
I thought she was.
Yeah, like, it's a couple no, people. I was like, I feel like I heard that in middle school. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
like,
no, absolutely.
I literally went back to like an old history book. I was like, you sure?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
You sure she wasn't already?
You just assume folks are gone.
I did. I put it in the great story.
That happens. That happens.
Can I give you guys my runner up?
Yeah,
my
by runner all up? Means.
Harambe.
Wow.
Man. I really wish Harambe could
you
come
really
back.
Wish Harambe was still here.
He would have fought the good fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good fight.
He didn't deserve fights. The one tap.
All the good fights the never good end, fights well, end well, right?
Yo, did y'all see Michael Che's Netflix?
I did see his special.
No,
he has a joke about Harambe, yeah. Which is funny to me.
He's
but
good.
I don't want to steal his jokes. But yeah, that was like.
I just wish this Harambe money would go to Harambe's family. You know what I'm saying?
He really just wanted to.
Yeah, it's a lot of people making money off Harambe.
Yeah.
And then, you know, his kid's not seeing none of that. And I just feel
you
like,
know what I'm cut out.
Where are those people at?
Savage. If Harambe was back, I'd want another 60 minutes with him so we could get his affairs in order.
His affairs in order. Him and Prince at the table.
Him and Prince at the same table.
Signing papers and stuff.
I want Harambe's estate to take control of yeah. Prince's catalog. That's what I want to happen. I want
justice.
Justice. Yeah. But no, my runner up, and actually my real legitimate one was honestly like seriously was like similar to your point, like it's Gwen Ifill.
Mm.
Because it was like I want her take on Gwen Ifill is, you know, NewsHour, PBS is like political commentary, just all around brilliant black woman, newswoman, and she was like awesomely nonpartisan in the way in which she would handle like
cover the news,
cover everything. She was just really, but she would like not relent on getting the truth out of people.
Yeah.
And she passed. I don't know, like I didn't even know she was sick. She had cancer, and like it was just out of nowhere she passed, like maybe not even a month and a half ago. But I really wish she was here for this political cycle, you know what I'm saying? I always lament that like that Tim Russert isn't here, because I loved him for Meet the Press. But yeah, I think now more than ever we need really responsible journalists.
Oh my goodness.
You know what I mean? Like to like wade through all the nonsense and give us the facts. So
yeah,
yeah man, that's that. But
runner up, I got a runner up.
Yeah, runner
up. Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder. Yes,
Gene Wilder,
man.
Just on the comedy front, man.
Man, yeah. Absolutely. Gene Wilder.
Yeah, Gene Wilder, man.
I mean, if he lives on through memes at this point.
Right.
I mean,
right. Right.
His Willy Wonka face.
Right.
His Willy Wonka face. But there's been so many. I mean, when I look at this list, man, I'm talking about everyone from David Bowie, of course, to Alan
Ford.
Tommy Ford. Yep. Who could?
Tommy Ford.
Tommy got that job in the sky. In the sky. Yeah. Alan Rickman.
Yeah. There's literally too many.
Kimbo Slice.
Kimbo Slice. I forgot about Kimbo
World
Slice.
World Star.
Yeah, we forgot.
Man, the original. He's the original one to blow up off of like YouTube fights. Yeah. Like that was.
I can remember like having dial up internet trying to load Kimbo Slice videos. Like
is.
It was like the first buffering memory of my life.
Dude, yo. Gary Shandling, passed, Merle Haggard, man, it's just
Natalie Cole.
Yep, she was another one
like
that
the
came
first one, really.
The first
one,
really. Yeah. Yeah.
Like New Year's Eve, I think.
Man, Pat Summitt, right?
Pat Summitt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was
Buddy Ryan. Just I mean, it's
2016 was on some
Vanity.
Other stuff.
Vanity, then Prince.
Yes, it was. It was Vanity first. And Prince shortly thereafter. So, yeah, Bill Nunn, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Radio Raheem out here.
Yeah. That's right.
He's no longer here. So, Arnold Palmer, you know, yeah. It kind of just every week somebody else would pass. Leonard Cohen, Janet Reno, Fidel. Mm-hmm. Anybody want to bring back Castro? No,
I'm all right.
All right. Yeah, we talked about him last time.
Yeah, he all right.
My Ohio brethren, John Glenn, who was
first man over.
He's an important dude in like America's like race towards the moon. Like,
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
First, like his bravery to be the first man to jump in a rocket in orbit.
It's pretty. Earth. Like, it's crazy to think. Like, yeah, like I'm gonna be the first.
Like, it'd never been done.
Been up here
yeah,
yeah. A monkey was the only thing right, to yeah. go up and come right. back alive. It's like.
It's such a silly.
I was watching a documentary about this on the History Channel because I'm a super nerd, mm-hmm. and like to watch. I don't think I ever realized the amount of rockets that blew up trying just to get into orbit.
Man.
And they do like this like montage of the rockets that like just prior to John Glenn going up like blew up, and it was just like. No, I'm good. Like, I'm not going to
follow that.
Yeah. I'm not going to get into that thing.
I'm going to go be a high school football coach right now. You say
the previous seven of these didn't even leave the ground?
Right.
No.
Which is a weird pivot because I think, you know, that movie Hidden Figures that's coming out is, you know, kind of talks about kind of the mathematics that were behind getting that correct, mm-hmm. right? And so when I think about, like, man, I got all the tools in mm-hmm. front of me and I you know, don't ask me to do calculus. Like, I'm don't ask me to do anything
at all. Like, at all. Oh my goodness.
For any reason.
I get afraid driving by high school just thinking somebody might pop quiz on me. It might look dumb. Like, oh my goodness. No.
Pull over, panic attack.
Yeah. That was terrible.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we're talking about who's still here or who has passed and who we'd like to have back. People who are still here is a gentleman from Chicago. Kanye Omari West.
That's somebody I would want to bring back because this dude died. The old Kanye died.
Resurrect.
Somebody resurrect.
Cam Newton wouldn't try to get him and he got stuck too.
Yeah. Cam Newton started wearing the stuff he was wearing back in 808.
Let's go back to the moment where it went wrong.
Yeah, we got the old Kanye. I'll bring him back to life.
Most recently, Kanye West has reemerged from a
came back like looking like a golden lord.
Yeah, I was like, this hand.
He came back looking like Wesley Snipes in Demolition Man. Yeah. That's what he had that. So basically, he
Meteor Man. Meteor That's the only person that can save
He's
us.
The other one. Yes. So basically, Kanye West, as we talked about, I think on the last Off the Record, is that he was admitted into hospital, psychiatric ward, all this stuff under details that have still not come fully out after what could only be described as a I don't know, a rant breakdown, something at his last Yeezus last Kanye West Life of Pablo performance. And so
wait, before we keep going, are we not surprised a little bit that if you name your tour Yeezus that God's not coming for you?
I think you like, tempted fate.
Thinking, like, you are literally smacking God in the face, and you're like, and God's not going to be like, I remove my hand from your own, like, brokenness. Like,
I feel
welcome.
As though, I mean,
like, that's like walking outside being like, just cursing God up and down the street, being like, I'm not going to get hit by a car.
So, I don't know. Do we ever talk? Is Yeezus blasphemous? Is the name itself?
That's such an interesting
thing. That is interesting.
I don't know if we've never really talked about it.
This isn't Jesus is so that someone just like.
I need y'all to keep up. Like, it certainly is.
I literally never even thought about that, which is crazy. Because it's too right there in it. I never.
I mean, I think I did briefly, but moved on. Like, hitting the family, like, yeah. Like, Jesus is
She's like, I thought about
me.
That.
Like,
oh, yeah, well. I think when I heard it, I was just like, oh, Kanye. Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's just a
like,
Kanyeism.
Yeah. I didn't even put the blasphemous part.
It falls within a long line, though, of blasphemy. That's what I was going to say. It falls within a long line of blasphemous
things.
Yeah,
even he's smart enough to not go on the Hova tour. Like, I just feel
so
like...
So the tour bothers you
outside?
Yeah,
the tour bothers you.
God's upset when you organize. Like, what you mean?
You making money off of it?
You mean to tell me you're going to travel the world?
You put this on a t-shirt?
Yeah. You're evangelizing? Yeah.
I see. So your issue is...
I'm just the mouthpiece of God. I can't...
Don't hold it
against
me.
Trying to be obedient, right? Oh,
word up.
Just like Jesus.
Where it is. Wow. Well, to finish the original point, the idea is that... Kanye showed up publicly with blonde hair and walking into the Trump Tower. And 15 minutes later, he emerged with our Cheeto Stalin himself, Donald Trump. And
they were matching.
They were matching. And they asked the reporters were asking questions, said like, what did you all talk about? Donald Trump said, we talked about life. And then they kept asking Kanye more questions, saying, well, what is it that you talked about? Would you still run for president? Da, 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 da. And Kanye replied publicly, I would just like to take this picture. Then, not too much longer later, he emerged on Twitter to express the reasoning for why he met with Donald Trump. Some of those reasons were multicultural affairs, I believe. violence in Chicago, maybe.
That was the one I heard, violence in Chicago.
The tweet says, these issues included bullying, supporting teachers, modernizing curriculums, and violence in Chicago. He started by saying, I wanted to meet with Trump today to discuss multicultural issues.
That was the tweet before.
So they met for 15 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. We've been recording this podcast for 30 minutes. You're going to cover violence in Chicago, education, and multicultural affairs in 15?
The only way that happened was if Twister was the one. Was the one speaking back and forth.
Not going to let her know dope. Stick the honey with the open lips and the provoking hips.
That's the only way that happened. Can I just say this? I don't know. I'll leave it. I blame Mark Zuckerberg.
Ooh.
I blame Mark Zuckerberg. I do.
What did Mark not do?
Had Mark just given Kanye that money.
That's what that was.
Had he just given him the money that Kanye asked for. Just give him the money next time.
Oh.
Then maybe we get a decent album. But there now we got to deal with it. Trump probably going to feature on the next album. Can you imagine that? Who knows what's going to happen in the future? I'm just throwing stuff out there. But I blame Zuckerberg. Just give him the money.
It's all there.
What cabinet do you think that Kanye would be equipped, like, in our world that Kanye gets appointed to a certain job inside of Trump's presidency? What would you say that would be a good job for Kanye West to do inside?
What's a good job? I don't know. Does the White House need a DJ? Like, I don't, that's it.
Like, that's Secretary it. Of Leather Jogging Pants.
He's going to be the music czar.
I was thinking sanitation might be something that he could manage.
Sanitation.
Yeah.
I mean, sanitation. Here's what.
Make him the press secretary.
Oh, my goodness.
That
would be amazing.
That would be very.
Yeah. Everything going
to
get spilled.
People would tune into C-SPAN like, whoa.
Yeah.
I mean.
The thing is, it's not that, like, something could happen.
Yeah.
Like, do you see how he wanted to make this former baseball coach, Bobby Valentine, the ambassador to Japan? This dude, Bobby Valentine, is known for putting on fake glasses after getting ejected from a baseball game.
Yeah.
And then putting on fake glasses and acting like couldn't nobody see him that coming back into the game.
So
and he's like, all right, you're gonna be our voice for Japan.
So that's what's always real about, like, the thing about Trump that I find interesting is that, like, there's this weird, like, identity tokenism that he actually does ascribe to in a very weird way. Like, I know on the right, like, it's really, like, it's kind of in vogue, and even on the left now it's in vogue to, like, question, like, where has identity politics gotten us? Like, we need to look at that. But, like, Trump essentially looked at, like, saw urban in housing, urban development, and said, the black guy.
Yeah.
Let me get at the Ben Carson. I don't know if he does anything with that. Like, he took, like, a Jewish person and threw him in front of Treasury as secretary. He's taking these very obvious things. Like, he takes this, like an old lady, like, oh, make her the Secretary of Education, because aren't all teachers old women? Like, that's what they do. You know what I mean? Like, a billionaire, let's put them in front of Commerce. Like, it's literally these very, like, hackneyed stereotypes of what I think someone might be, and let's just kind of match them up together. So, I don't put it past them.
And Ben Carson's a surgeon. He needs a surgeon general. Like, there's not general, like Ben Carson wasn't going to find
health
a place.
And human services. Yeah. There's a lot of things that he is very qualified
a neurosurgeon,
to do.
Yeah.
One of them is not handling housing and urban development. Literally, the black organization, right? This entire thing was created to give poor and disadvantaged black minorities like housing. Like, it's crazy.
Hear me out. I'm starting to believe that there's some brilliance. Even though I don't agree with it, some brilliance behind what he's doing.
Okay.
Because, like, the only reason why I say that is because, all right, when they did announce Ben Carson as, what is it? Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then immediately, when people had a problem with that, immediately the talking points was, oh, so just because, like, he can't do this? Like, you know what I mean? Like, people tried to call people who thought he wasn't ready for that job racist. The right did that. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
And then, like, I feel like he's making you not... He's trying to make people, like, not punch the way that they thought they could punch.
Okay.
Or, like, have people pull... Like, it seems like it's a weird game.
You think this
is
a tactical move on his part?
I think they're all very tactical moves that, like, I don't necessarily agree with, but I also feel like there are ways to, like, maybe make people, like, second... I don't know, to like pull the sting away from like the punches that people wouldn't make.
I got you.
Does that make any sense?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I want to, even as I just got done decrying Trump about all that, like, he's not doing much different than what pastors do all the time, because they put people like, oh, you're black, we're going to put you in front of urban ministry. That's what we do.
Facts.
Like, it's not too much, not too different than a lot of, you know, those same type of identity politics. But I don't know, man. Like, Kanye, I feel like Kanye's been telling us for a while, man, this is where he is. I think he's been trying to tell us this for a while.
We didn't want
to
listen.
We didn't want to listen, man.
We just wanted hits.
He started out that Soa Paul verse, like, bald and... Donald Trump taking dollars from y'all. Like, that's literally in the line. I'm like, hey, man, this is Ye. This is what he's about.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it's a good opportunity for him. I'm like, okay, so yeah. You're going to fix violence in Chicago? Let's do that. Let's get some results.
Yeah.
Because your mouth, all that mouth, solve it.
You better know that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm like, if you're going to, because what do you do after the cameras stop clicking in? That's a big issue. It's an important issue. So if you want to make a difference, then...
Yeah.
Let's do that then. Let's be about that, Kanye. Yeah. I could get with you on that. If that's what you're actually going to do, right, that's better than your rants. We've kind of exhausted that moment.
You know what's weird about this? I found this the funniest part about this was watching. So if you follow like Twitter or anything like that, I like to watch comments. I feel now, especially now with like people being bubbles, I like to know people. So one of the things I like to do was like I was looking at the comments like when Kanye first checked in. And like it might be reported like on Fox News, Twitter, and then you just see all these people call him crazy. Mm-hmm. But then when he meets with Donald Trump, it's like, good on Kanye West for breaching, you know what I mean, for not being, you know, listening to the liberal media and,
gotcha,
and taking
a
stand. Yeah. And it's very interesting. So honestly, that's why I'm like, it's in a very weird way, Trump is like, nobody wants to admit it, but he's making people who never would have been in the same room together be in the same room together. Now, are they getting anything done? Absolutely not. There's no way anything's getting done. But just the idea, the mere idea of like the same people who was calling Kanye everything but a child of God a week ago,
right,
because when he was in his situation, are now having to say, well, Trump must have a reason for, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some kind of way, like it's madness. Like, I don't understand why, but like just the idea of like, yeah, people coming to reason, like trying to be reasonable.
Trying
to be reasonable in a time where no one trying to be reasonable. I find that very interesting.
Well, you know, I wonder, like, you know, one of the other things that we, you know, definitely wanted to talk about also was just like the idea of things that... Well, actually, I think, Dan, you kind of brought this up, like, because Kanye put out an album this year, and we were talking about just generally what type of things do we wish hadn't come out? Because everyone's going to do what you're saying.
Everyone does the best of 2016, the best movies, the best music, blah, 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 blah. It's boring, it's contrived, and it's all opinionated. But what I think we can all agree on are the things that we wish had never happened.
Gotcha. So you're thinking about like albums that we wish just didn't come out, or shows or events or just something that we just was like, yo, we could take that back.
What are the things that we all look back on 2016? We're just like, man, I really wish a judge hadn't looked at a rapist and been like, you know what, you just don't, jail wouldn't be good for you. Yeah. We all kind of wish that that hadn't happened.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's so crazy. So many things happen. I forgot Brock Turner was a thing. I forgot, like.
Well, this moment, we're gonna stir up all the bad crap again so that we don't ever do it again.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Well, pivoting from that to the musical equivalency of that.
Is there?
Oh, God.
Not,
oh, God.
Let's just revise that one.
This is the one time I'm like, maybe now I want to redo that. Maybe.
I'm speaking extremely hyperbolically and, of course, tongue-in-cheek, and let's just edit all of that, okay? But this is where segues get you in trouble. But no, I would say, yeah, there's no segue out of you know, that craziness, that Brock Turner verdict, but I was very, you know, on a much, much lesser and more superficial scale. I'd like to take back, I don't know what, I'm not really like angry at it, but I just, Drake and his Views album, like, it's just, I just feel, and I felt like I said this at the time, but I just feel like I just feel like I hear him talk. I hear like him and his producer 40, like they talk about like what they go into, like making albums and stuff like that. And I'm just like, man, that's a lot of work for something to sound mad. Like after it's all said and done, like it's not bad. Yeah. It's just not earthshat. Like there's nothing about it that makes me go, wow, that was an incredible moment. Mm-hmm. And like every time they talk about their music, it's like, yo, we spent a lot of time working on this or to get this right or to whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, don't get me wrong. Like Drake is a singles artist. He, you know, knows how to make a single for people and people love that. But I'm always underwhelmed by every album that he puts out. Like I'm always like.
Everyone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. As a whole. Yeah. Yeah. I can always find normally something on the album that I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, So Far Gone, obviously, I think might be his like best total project. Mm-hmm. But like everything since then, like I've always felt like it's entirely too long. Like Take Care. I was like, man, that's such a long album.
What was the very first album?
So Far Gone was.
That was the mixtape, right?
Well, Comeback Season, right. Mixtape. So Far Gone, mixtape. Mm-hmm. Then So Far Gone, Retail Version was the first, like, EP mm-hmm. that he actually put out. Then Thank Me Later. Is the first, like, full LP.
Yeah.
Take Care, second album,
right.
Which I think of the albums. Might have been his best if he would have like trimmed it down some.
Okay.
Then after that was like nothing was the same, and then you got these like Future mixtapes and
yeah,
and just a bunch of, you know, if you're seeing this, it's already too late, all that stuff or whatever. So anyway, Views would be my record that I'd be like, man, I just want to take that back. I could have gone without 2016 without hearing that record. So that's what I got.
All right, I'm just gonna throw mine out there. We already talked about. I didn't like Life of Pop. I didn't like it.
Fair enough.
I didn't
yeah.
like it.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't like it, and maybe it has something to do with like yesterday. I had a long drive, and I just played like the first three Kanye albums.
Oh sure.
Mm.
And I was just like, what happened?
Yeah.
Mm. And everybody says it, but it was a moment where I'm like in my car and I'm rapping every line, and like but it's not just like they're taking me through all different types of emotions with every.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
And like it's hype, but then it's also very contemplative and it's also very like thoughtful. And I'm like all on three albums, like all of these, and now I'm like,
what's happening?
I'm like, where who's talking to you anymore? Like it just, I got very concerned driving. Like
I see.
Was, you know what I mean?
You wanted to drive to him.
Yeah, I wanted to be like, I just want to play him College Dropout. I don't think he's heard College Dropout in a long time. I don't think he's heard Late Registration in a long time. Like somebody needs to just play him his music and just be like, you need to answer to this.
Be inspired by your own.
Be inspired by you.
It doesn't have to sound the same. It doesn't have to be, but like, what happened to this person who thought this way?
Got you.
You know?
What is between Yeezus and Life of Pablo, which one would you prefer?
So I'm full disclosure. I think I listened to Yeezus once.
Okay.
And I was just like, ah. You know? Yeah. And then Life of Pablo, I probably listened to like three, four times.
Yeah.
And I was just like, if they both never existed, I'd be fine.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
But if you had to live with one.
I guess I'd live with Life of Pablo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm not happy with it. I'm not living long.
Yeah. I feel like with both of those albums, I would prefer them much better if Kanye weren't rapping on them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like some of the, like, it's like, oh, the production, I could get around it if he was not being such a terrible and bad rapper on these. Like, it was, yeah, it's really tough.
Yeah, that's mine, though.
I feel you. What do you got?
So I'm going to go movies just because I've slacked off significantly in my writing weekly breakdowns of what's hitting theaters. But so the movies I wish had never happened. The remake or the new Independence Day. Like, why are we doing this?
I forgot why that happened.
I was like, that happened. Wow. That did happen.
Like, one of the most, like, pivotal movies in any millennial's upbringing is Independence Day.
Do you feel like when they couldn't get Will, should they have just canceled it?
Oh, for sure.
Just been like, yo, he's not on.
What are you doing?
Let's not do this.
Let's not spend this money.
Let's not blow
this money.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's confidence to be like, oh, no, Will Smith, keep going.
We believe in this script.
I believe in that dude from that Showtime show. And
oh yeah,
I love that show, by the way. I love Survivor's Remorse. But
oh, was he the dude?
Yeah,
the ball player.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah okay. Yeah.
Like we don't know his name.
Yeah, the ball player.
It's like I forgot his name. Like Jesse something. I don't know. Anyway,
so I'll give you top five.
Go okay.
Number two has got to be Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
That was this year. Yikes.
Bad movies, guys.
Bad movies.
Another remake, Zoolander 2.
It came out. I didn't even remember it came out.
It is terrible. It's so bad.
I passed on that.
It's just like Anchorman 2, which didn't come out this year. But it's just like, yeah, there's some things that just should never ever be touched, and that's one of them. These classic movies.
And I don't remember specifically with Zoolander, but I do remember with Anchorman. Like, those movies weren't like amazing at the box office. They blew up more. Like, it was like one of those things that developed a cult after. Like, oh, this is, you know, it grew in how many people enjoyed it after the fact. So yeah, it was really weird to like make it a blockbuster attempt.
And then number four, so this is, people are gonna disagree with this, but number four has got to be Warcraft.
I didn't see it.
But off the game?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, something that keeps people sitting in front of their computers for like 12 hours at a time. We don't need a movie to give them four more hours to like fantasize about growing a fake character into something, a powerful wizard that throws lightning bolts. Yeah. So, just in general, I don't like Warcraft and any movie about it. It's just not a good idea.
Word.
And then
number five.
You know, I wanted to throw in like Boo Madea Halloween. I never saw it, but just out of like sheer like
I didn't see it. And it would be my top five that I'm happy about, and I didn't even see it.
Tyler Perry just...
So it's in your queue, basically. Like, yeah. I'm going to make sure I check it out.
If for no other reason than the origins of that... You know the origins of that movie?
I don't.
The origins of that movie. So if you remember in Top 5, Chris Rock makes a joke about a Madea Halloween movie. And then he called Tyler Perry and he was like, you should make that movie. And he's like, all right, I'll make that movie. And then he made that movie off of Chris Rock recommendation. Made. So for whatever, like, and if you think about it, it's the most perfect Madea movie.
Sure.
It's over the top. Yeah. I haven't even seen it, but I know it's like probably... the jokes make sense now.
It's also one of the most... it was successful, which is its own crazy... Like, it won the box, I think, 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
That's the first. And then two, to be able to get a call and say, you should make this, and then to actually be able to make it.
Yeah.
That's pretty baller.
Yeah.
Even though I'm sure it's terrible. But yes. Anyway, but you said you wanted to put that up as number five. You said the billboard was cool. You wanted to put that up as number
five. Yeah, I think the worst movie was only makes the list for me for number five because it had potential to be great and it just was terrible was be Batman versus Superman. It was so underwhelming.
Yeah.
That it wasn't bad, but it's like kind of like the J. Cole album. I think you either like think it's the greatest thing in the world because you just came into it with like, I have to believe this is going to be the greatest in the world. I'm going to stand by it.
Mm-hmm.
Or because it falls just short of that, you say it's terrible. Mm-hmm. When in reality, it's like probably somewhere in between. Mm-hmm. But Batman vs. Superman's like that with me.
We're definitely going to go back to that. I thought the J. Cole comparison, but I thought that it was, I was interested if you were going to throw in, if you particularly, I'm not saying this is my view, but if you were going to throw in Ghostbusters.
I thought about it.
Because there was an interesting like view, expressed on an earlier off the record where like, you and David were going back and forth about what the potential of this Ghostbusters remake was going to be with an all-female cast. And, yeah, it was interesting. I don't know if it... I remember it got, like...
got amazing reviews.
Did it get amazing reviews? I know Kate McKinnon.
Kate McKinnon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She outshined everybody.
Yeah, but I felt like... I don't remember what happened.
Yeah, no, it was reviewed well critically, and then, you know, and that was not what I said. I said that it was going to be a good movie. Mm. I just said it was going to bust because the general public wasn't ready for an all-female cast of a movie that was so defined by the five male actors that defined it.
Gotcha.
And then we weren't ready for it. And, I mean, and the box office showed that, like, you saw it came and went and no one ever made a big deal about it because it flopped box office.
Well, someone did. They definitely made a big deal about Leslie Jones because they went after her.
What's flop, like money-wise?
He's looking like, because I'm thinking this was a good day.
It depends on what they spent to make it, but
yeah.
I mean,
budget. I'm just realizing, it said budget $144 million.
That's super low. That can't be the budget.
That's what it said. I mean,
$144 million. Yeah. That's okay.
$144 million. Box office $229 million.
Yeah, yeah. Doubling your money is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's not great. It's not amazing. It's not some super crazy amazing.
Right, right.
But I definitely feel like that's not bad. Like, especially how way movies are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, to double on it. Like, that's...
And it still has a shelf life, right? Like, it probably... Sure. It's still gonna continue to make money.
We'll see. Yeah. Yvette.
It did not make my list.
It did not make your list.
It did not make my worst list.
What would you like to retract from the... zeitgeist from the entertainment world?
I would have to go with the movie that's in theaters now, Almost Christmas.
Almost Christmas. Who? So Almost Christmas, can you name out some of the cast on Almost Christmas?
And this is why. I think I went to go see Doctor Strange, and then they had like, you know, the big poster, and I'm like, yo, it's like 8,000 people in the film. Like, you can barely even fit everybody in the picture. So you have, let's see, there's Kimberly Elise, Danny Glover, Omar Epps, Monique, Nicole Ari Parker. How do you say his name? Romney Malco, yeah. J.B. Smooth, Jesse T. Usher, Gabrielle Union. And I'm like, how are you getting paid? Like, it's just too, it's like too many people on an album. Like, or too many people in a group. It's too many features. Like, how do you win? And do we really need any more Christmas movies or these big huge ensemble casts? Like, let's just play what we've already done.
Oh man.
You know, like, there's enough, I feel like, in the catalog where it's like a Netflix thing. Like, Hulu Your Christmas Spirit, it's playing all day anyway. I'm not giving you, like, how much is a movie now? I'm not paying for that.
Yeah. $17?
You know what I mean? Right. Like, who's paying $17 to go see Almost Christmas? Let's think about that.
Enough people.
$40 million worth of people at this point in time, which is insanity.
Here's the thing. In the butt, $17 million. That joint was made for $17 million.
So there will be an Almost Christmas too.
Will Packer coming in under budget all the time, which is why it gets the green light. But it's so interesting because it's like, it was. They better get all this money because Fences is coming. Okay. Denzel and Viola.
Yeah.
And August Wilson. Christmas Day, I think that joint comes out.
Is that when it comes out? I can't wait.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what movie
who's
is
going
this?
To see Collateral Beauty.
Fences.
Oh, yes. Collateral Beauty looks amazing.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Will Smith is finally back, not being crazy.
Man.
I'm looking forward to Fences just because of, like, the Denzel buzz of, like, you've seen, like, he's had these weird interviews about, like, the media.
Yes. Oh, going in.
Going in on the media. And then
You should tell the truth, shouldn't you?
Yeah.
How about that?
He's sounding like, everybody's dead.
Did he?
So I saw, it was like, you know, he was here, he was in Atlanta last week. He was at Morehouse.
Yeah.
And there was like the video going on. And I don't know why this is funny to me, but somebody asked where Viola Davis was. And he was like, you know, in his dance, he was like, you know, she's good, isn't she? She's real good, isn't she? Yeah. You seen her acting, right? Snot in the nose. That was real snot. That's how you know it was good acting. That was real snot. And I was just like, I gotta see this movie just because he keeps saying snot.
I gotta see the snot scene.
Yeah, I gotta see the snot scene. I was just like, just to see this. I don't know why that made me crack up to see like Denzel say snot.
Why are we talking about Viola Davis's snot?
Yeah,
just that's the one.
In a very matter of fact way, like, yeah, snot. No,
oh,
right,
man.
Denzel. Yeah, that's
what's up. Yeah, and I think he's director of this too. So, like, he's all in on this. So, man, it's crazy. I think you mentioned this earlier, though, Dan. Have you listened to this J. Cole album?
Yes.
What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts generally about J. Cole? And then what are your thoughts about the record,
so,
if you have them?
Yeah, so GMOD, that's the name, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that
the single from the last
record? Yeah, the record. Mm-hmm. That music video endeared me to J. Cole for it forever.
Gotcha.
Amazing music video.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know me,
that's big.
The number one way to win my heart over, make me, is if you care about your art and care about your music video art specifically, then yeah, you win me. So for me, like, I went into the album really seeing kind of our off the line. Online, God, I'm like 70 years old.
Online, off the record, off the record.
Our
online.
Slack conversation that we have with Fourth District, talking about the album, and I saw you and Show kind of going back and forth and talking about it a little bit, and so I kind of went into it with very, very low expectations, knowing that there was this kind of like
conversation
going back and forth.
Yeah.
And so I listened to it and I clicked through a number of songs. And then like the title track is cool. At the end, I mean, he seems super depressed the entire album, which, kind of threw me a little bit, but, the Neighbors song was one that I was like, dang,
it was
just kind of super intense, and he's clearly trying to like wrestle through,
this is good.
Like this deal of death and whatever, which I can appreciate that artistic journey, but it was the album to me was good. It was kind of exhausting.
I'll provide a little backdrop and then I'll ask you, David, your thoughts on it. I think like there was, so the album kind of came out of like a surprise. Like no one really knew he was recording anything. Mm-hmm. And so he pops up with these like clips of these songs.
Mm-hmm.
One of them being False Prophets, which doesn't show up on the album at all.
Right.
But he is, and you heard that one, right, Yvette?
Like, I saw False Prophets.
Yeah. And so he's like, you know, throwing shots at Kanye, Wale as well for the second verse. And like, shots is strong.
Yeah.
It was more like, I'm literally just describing these people.
That's almost like your friend saying, hey man, what's up?
Yeah.
It reminded me of like the Talib Kweli record years ago, like Miss Hill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, that's a good comparison. So yeah, not necessarily shots, but there's no way to talk about people going through something negatively without it coming off negative,
right,
in that way or whatever. But nonetheless, so False Prophets, and there was the other one that showed up too, but that I'm escaping my mind at the moment. But nonetheless, this showed up like maybe a week and a half before the album was like, it's coming out. So then the album shows up, and J. Cole has definitely been in this position where he doesn't do a lot of press, really. He just kind of talks through his music a lot more recently, I'd say, in the last 2 years. And so we really didn't know what to expect from the album. and it's here. And David Perdue, take it away.
So it was interesting that you were saying it's a very depressing and like it is very it's a intense album, right? And then when you break it down, apparently this is an album that's like it's not his voice, right? So the last song on the album, you realize the whole album is him speaking through the eyes of a friend who just died. If I'm reading this correctly,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like all the ideas of death, like none of that is his. None of that is from his perspective. His friend says that he apparently has a phone call, and his friend says, "Look, I feel like I'm about to die. My life needs to live on. Can you tell my story?" So the whole album is like him telling the story of this friend who just died, apparently, which is. I think that's cool, and the reason I'll pass it back to you, Don, because I did a Christmas party. I did a performance at a Christmas party, and this woman came up to me. Apparently, you know, you perform for this group of people before, and matter of fact, it was at a Creative Conversations.
Oh, bet.
And she was telling me about you. You apparently have some piece that you do that's about a father or something like that. And she came up to you, and she was like, "Oh, that's deep." And you're like, "Oh, I don't have no kids." Right?
Facts. Yeah.
And then I hear this album, I was like, dang, some people are amazing. Because I would have thought this whole thing was about J. Cole. But then I remember going back to you and I was like, oh man, you can just not, that cannot be your life.
Yeah.
And it'd be art, but it'd still be dope. You know what I mean?
Got you. Yeah, yeah. No, that, cool. I can remember what that piece was. But yeah, I think part of it though, I think is just like, in general, like I always, I'm, yeah, I won't go down that route. But just generally speaking, I feel like I'm a storyteller. So I feel like I should not be bound by autobiographical content to tell stories. Like if we could only tell the stories about things that happened in our lives, it would make very boring. Like, because there are people who have been through amazing things and then they're terrible at telling that story. So you know tons of people who are like, man, comedian could take that same story, that same situation you went through, and have like a gold mine of material to come out of that.
Right.
And so that's literally, I think, the way I approach, you know, art or writing or poetry or music or anything is like, yo, I'm just tell these stories and they don't necessarily have it to happen to me. But like, what did you think about now? You know, someone has said, like, in generally speaking, like J. Cole has garnered these like really strong emotions. Like, you're either like, yo, he's amazing, the second coming, we haven't heard lyricism like him forever. Or there's people who are just like, yo, he's trash, I don't know why, you know, we talking like this about that. And and most, you know, I feel like some of this kicked off as well off this last, off the record previously, in which, you know, people love to tote, you know, he went platinum with no features, you know, on the last album. What were your thoughts about the record preceding, which had GMOD on it that you liked, Dan?
So what we said prior to, like, in the pre-production, I feel like this album was, I thought it was a good album.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you get to the end and you realize what he did and you're like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me listen to it again.
Yeah, I see what you did there. Mm-hmm. But I even like the last album, again, went platinum, no features. I was not like, I still like mixtape Cole better, personally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, as far as just rapping.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean? But I feel like what he's tapped into
Friday Night Lights. And, you know, the warm-up and
all of those. I play those before shows. Like, them things get me right. You know? You. But I feel like these last two albums are a product, and the praise that they get are a product of, I feel like rappers is, like, very thirsty for someone to not be so trash.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, we're in the land of all these like little this and little that's, and people just not even knowing how to actually rap.
Gotcha.
And so I had this thought, and again, this is not saying this was a bad album, but I had this thought that, like, does this album hold up if it's released in like 98?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does it hold up if it's released in like 90s? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where we didn't just get music where people didn't even care about the words.
Right.
It was just about getting turnt. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So
again,
I like the album, but I'm like, does it hold up if there's, let's say there's more people with Cole or Kendrick, or let's even throw Drake in there. If there's more people, like, there's not just those three that dominate like rap, if there's like, if there's more lyricists in the game,
yeah,
and people are getting, they're getting airplay.
You know, I don't know, and you know that you can hop in at any point here. I know you said that you hadn't heard the this most recent record yet, but
yeah, but I find like just what you're saying in general about how the record is very, very compelling.
I got you,
and like a little bit. I'm intrigued to listen to it. Mm. And I don't know if the friend's story is actually a good story or a story worth telling or, but I think it's freeing in the sense that, and I actually wish more rappers would do more storytelling in that way, because for so long, I can remember like just back in the day where rappers would say, well, you know, this isn't real. You know, we're entertainers. Mm. And they would try to compare themselves to actors. And I'm like, yeah, but no, because you kind of front like this is your real life.
Right.
You know, so I think to actually step outside of your own personal persona and say, well, no, this actually is more like script writing or storytelling. Mm. And you can't necessarily assign all of this to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Or that I am glorifying or whatever
right,
it is.
Right,
you
right,
know,
right.
I'm telling a story, and I think making that clear, for me at least, I appreciate knowing, even if I figure it out at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, it's, kind of quickly.
Yeah, no, I think it's interesting because I feel like to even what you were saying most recently, David, about it, like, you know, I feel like there's a lot of, there, you know, we played the intro music, which was Lil Yachty, which, in full disclosure, I happen to kind of know dude outside of, him being like Lil Yachty, the bastion of all that is wrong with music nowadays, apparently. But yeah, we played him coming into it, and like you listen to it and you're like, man, that's really not good.
It's the worst thing you ever heard in your life.
But that's the thing. I'm like, yo, there's been bad music all the time. And I was talking about this before. Like, I feel like
not that bad.
Laffy Taffy was terrible.
Like, oh, like,
yes, we are. Laffy Taffy was terrible.
It was terrible.
I did do it on Twitter, and I meant it in real life too.
Stand behind it,
yo,
son.
I mean my words, son. There is always bad music. Mims, This Is Why I'm Hot was bad. Like there is always bad music in every age and time to point out. Like it's like revisionism to be like, yo, now is like the worst time ever in music. No, I remember the worst time in music. I couldn't turn on the radio, it felt like, without hearing
real life.
You know, there's my white tee. Like, fam, come on now. Come on now. So my point being, though,
man.
He doesn't agree. He has no comeback.
David is just brewing. He's simmering, waiting to go in on it. But my point being is that, like I feel like Cole putting the like to. I feel like Cole putting out this music in 98. I even did this long rant on Twitter, like where I talked about like stuff that I didn't, you know, the period in rap music that I found most deplorable for me or whatever. And it's not now, and it wasn't even like around the time of Snap Music and like you know what I just mentioned, like Laffy Taffy and stuff like that. But
now
I feel
life.
You know, what was it?
Rest in peace, Shawty Low.
It's rest in peace, man. Spaceships and Bankhead. Was that
yeah,
what that?
Fable.
Fable.
Come on.
Oh man.
Oh no.
Man. Oh man.
So hurt right now.
He's over there in his feelings about it strong.
Look, you know, I'll just leave that out there. But my point being though is that like you know, maybe this album, who knows? Like, who knows what it would have done in a different era? Just because I think that, like I said, there's always bad music. And so, you know, I think, though, that J. Cole is, I agree with you, like, mixtape Cole, I tend to, like, ride with more. Mm-hmm. I just feel like generally he's, like, I don't understand how the opinions are so strong about him either way, which I think is kind of what your initial point was, Dan, when you were talking about it. Just like people are like, yo, this is hip hop's messiah. And then there's like people who's like, yo, he's the worst. And I'm just like, maybe it's just okay. Or maybe it's better than okay. Maybe it's good.
Yeah,
I think that's
but
what
it's
it
not
is.
Great. Yeah. But or maybe it's good and it's not like jaw droppingly amazing.
Yeah.
And you're and it the moment it's not that, it becomes trash, which I'm like, why does it have
to
be
feel
those
like that's
things?
How people are doing with this album.
I feel like it's like, oh, it's not Kendrick, so it's trash. And it's like, that's not true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I found out? Like, so people like Pimp a Butterfly, just to parallel Kendrick, like Pimp a Butterfly, people went crazy on it, right? Mm-hmm. And then I feel like when he released the Untitled thing, people were just like, huh.
We forgive you.
You know what I mean? Well, I just feel like no one, people, I don't think there was as much buzz about it. I don't think people just didn't say it. They didn't like it, but they just kind of was like, oh, okay.
We'll let you.
Yeah,
just
cool,
slide on
cool, cool. Yeah, because it don't
there
have
some
titles.
Good, there was,
no, it,
there
I
were some
was,
cool tracks on there, man.
I agree, but I think this is similar in that, in where people are like, oh, that first one was crazy good,
For
Seal Drive.
Oh,
for like last year, and this one's kind of gonna be similar to that, where it's just like, oh, okay,
that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I don't know. I do think people are like overly like, oh, it's trash. And it's like
being extremists.
Come on,
it's definitely not trash.
He can rap. At the end of the day, that dude can.
Oh no, for
like,
sure.
Yo, so man, you know, that's that. You know, if you definitely check out the record, you know, or ask for it from your visitor from the North Pole.
You can't even say Santa. You're just so against it, huh?
I'm not even against it. It's more of just like, I never talk about
Santa.
Honestly,
Santa. Did you believe in Santa?
Here's what's interesting. I did believe in Santa growing up.
Hmm.
My brother got rid of all of them at the same time to me. Like my
all
mom
the mythical creatures.
Like all of the yeah like he was just like he was like, well, you know, Tooth Fairy ain't, you know, Santa ain't, you know.
Yeah,
like
he did a drive-by on Santa Claus.
Ricky, yeah, he did all that. So it was yeah. He did all of that. And so I don't know. It just became this really, but I was really young at the time. But then out of that just became this, yeah, I'm just going to thank my parents for all this that yeah. happens or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's me. And then, you know, I got, you know, it is what it is. But when did you
discover?
You still believe he's real.
I believe
real.
In Santa.
You believe in Santa.
Just like I believe my dead grandma's are still real. Like,
really? You believe your dead grandma's still real? What does that mean?
She is still real. Like, in the sense of, like, she lived and she died, and I have memories of her, and, like, her spirit, like, carries on, and, like, we still do traditional things that my grandma wanted us to do.
Right.
And we still make something terrible creamed onions every Thanksgiving because you know who made them? My grandmother.
Right.
And if they weren't there, it would be weird.
Right. Do you leave that out? Do you make her a plate? That's what I need to know.
No.
Okay.
No. We're not crazy.
I don't know. This is where I'm asking questions. So, you keep her alive.
Yeah.
You keep the
her memory is very much like we carry her memory
real.
With us.
Yeah. I got you. And so is that how Santa's real?
Absolutely.
I got you. Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm not changing that.
Absolutely.
Never once did I believe.
Not once.
Never once. I just
this explains a lot. You're a comedian.
No, I was a bright kid, and we had an apartment for a long time. So like, we don't even have a chimney.
Yeah. Real talk.
To get in. I know he knocked on our door and leaving that reindeer out in front of our house. So
word up.
I was just like, you know what? I call BS. I don't think this is real.
No doubt. I grew up in an apartment too. I grew up in New York, and you know, I remember looking at my mom like, how's he getting in here?
Yeah.
Like we lived on the first floor. So I was like, okay, A number one, we got bars on the window.
Right.
How? And then A number two, I'm like, look at these locks on the door. It's like
see?
Click,
yeah.
clack. But like, how is Santa getting in? And number three, there's an incinerator. So we had a chimney, but it just wasn't in the apartment. But, you know, this is how you get rid of trash. And I'm like, he's going to get burned. Like,
see,
how is Santa getting in here?
You were concerned for his welfare. Yeah.
I'm like, do we need to leave the door open? We can't do right. that. You know, I'm trying to solve problems at like six. Like, I'm trying to be solutional. Like, mom, like.
Like, we need to help that
we
man.
We need to collaborate
need
and come up
help.
With a
wow.
plan. So,
man,
that kind of messed
Christmas
up.
And, what was it, Run DMC? Christmas and Hollis?
Hollis.
Yeah, something like that. But, man, so I mean, so, but how did y'all, like, you all still celebrated Christmas, right?
Yeah.
In the midst
yeah.
of all of that. Mm-hmm. What were like, what's your worst gift you ever got? Do you remember that?
Man, all right. I just remember remember one Christmas we got puzzles.
Wait, what?
We had a puzzle. We had more. We got more than puzzles, but parents, I don't know why they do this thing to like test their kids, how good their kids are, like how appreciative they are. Yeah. The kids. So we put down Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Come on.
We thought it was gonna be Super Nintendo. Sure. You hand me a box similar to a Super Nintendo.
Oh man.
If there's a puzzle in it,
yeah.
Yes,
disrespectful.
Yes,
I feel disrespectful.
Yes, 9 year old me is gonna be like, what just happened? Everybody's against me. You all hate me. And then you followed up with a coat?
Oh wow.
Maybe I do need a coat. Maybe it's cold. Here's what you told me to write down, what I want. So then why would you tell me to write that down if you're gonna hand me a puzzle?
Word.
A puzzle.
Yeah.
Yo, that was, I mean, I'm just not gonna be that parent that's just like, let's test how much our kids are appreciated. They're gonna be kids. They're bombarded. Like I was bombarded all types of commercials and stuff, telling me to give me stuff. So if you threw me a puzzle, yeah, I'm gonna act like I just opened a puzzle. If I handed you a puzzle right now, like that's what I'm gonna do to my parents. I'm gonna give them puzzles. And then they're like, huh? And like, yeah, see that feeling? Remember that?
Remember that? Wish I can give you
the feeling. It's not cool, is it? It's not cool.
I've been on this crutch for 25
years. Is. Just be straight up with me, Pops. Just be straight up with me. It's
oh my gosh. Yvette, what was your worst gift? Because I feel like in pre-production, you identified what that gift
was
very quickly.
It was, but what's interesting, it wasn't from childhood. It was like at an office party. Like we had to do like the exchange thing.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
I don't remember what I got my person, but I feel like I followed the rules. And so like if the price was if it was $50, whatever.
Yeah.
I stayed within that space and my person gave me like a folded up $5, cold, sweaty $5 bill.
Yo, what? You got to swing on site. You got to hit them like immediately.
Like, I had to like take a walk and have a consult with like some of my other coworkers.
What?
Like, yo, look what I got. What? And everybody else is opening their stuff and it's respectful, you know? And I don't know. I never forgot that because I thought if you don't want to participate in this little moment we're having, that's fine. If you ain't got it like that, no
that's
judgment,
awesome.
No heed. But you don't get to put your name in the hat and then shade me with like $5.
Was it anonymous? Was it anonymous too?
No,
so
I knew who it was. And I'm thinking about him right now. And it's never been the same. I was like, I lost respect for you from that day on. And I always think, you're the one who gave me this $5. Bruh, how?
Yo, you better off just being like, I got you next week.
Just take me a lunch.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hit me up in the new year.
Yeah, right.
I'd rather you take me to lunch.
Yeah.
And you work that out with your coupons or whatever you got to do. But,
wow.
But this is
so disrespectful.
That is
so
disrespectful. Yeah, no.
So it wasn't mommy or daddy.
Right.
It was this guy.
Yeah.
This month. Yeah. Wow.
And you know who you are.
And right, if you listening, you know what I mean? We got you. I'm going to pass to you in a second, Dan. But I will say mine was along those lines similarly. Like it was an exchange with coworkers. This was like 6 years ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. And this dude thought he was funny.
It's not time to be funny, man.
It's not time to be funny.
It's Christmas.
It's kind of time to be funny. One, I already don't like participating in work things. That's my. That's just generally speaking. I just don't like doing it. Because I'm there, and I literally approached it like, yo, I'm trying to get in and get out. Like my 8 hours. Like I'm trying to get in, do my job, and leave.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to forge any long-standing bonds with these people.
No memories.
Okay.
Water cooler conversations.
None whatsoever. Yeah. You know, I had nothing hanging up in my cube. Nothing like I want to be able to
quick,
leave. Look, it's heat.
I know about it.
Yeah, it's De Niro and heat. Like anything I can't leave in 30 seconds. You know what I'm saying? I don't need it in my life. So, essentially, I already come to you know cordial, you know. Event, you know, work camaraderie events this way. So I'm already a bad test person, but he wanted to be funny. And so I don't tell people that I didn't tell people that I did other things outside of work, but it got out that like, oh, he's in the arts. He does poetry, he does rap, so all this stuff.
I'm not
like
liking
that.
This.
So bad. So
I'm not
bad.
Liking where this is going.
It's all bad. So this is what thing he thought this was funny. That's I think a third time I've said that. He thought this was funny. is that his gift was this box, and you know it was one of those things where you like write down like what you do, like you know you kind of fill out a questionnaire so that people know generally what you get. So this guy gives me a box, and I open up the box, and it is paper that you like
write
decorative paper that you wrap other gifts with.
I was kidding,
a rapper, and he thought it was cute. See the way you sucked your lips right there? That's the way I did today.
Hey, let the world know jokes ain't easy, man. Stop
fam,
trying.
Fam, I wanted
not
to swing.
Everybody it. Ain't funny.
He thought that was cute. Like, oh, you're a rapper, so I'm gonna get you wrapping paper. So you can rap.
To wrap my foot around your.
Yeah. See the way y'all are not laughing. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So golly. that's what I was like. This is not only stupid. It's lame and it's wasted a bunch of time. Like I hate the time that it took me to unwrap this.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
see that this is what you got me. Yeah.
I dropped it right at his feet and walked away.
So dropped it on the floor like them peanuts. Like this,
yeah, and then
just
all
like
of
them peanuts. Just like them
just
peanuts.
Like them peanuts.
Yep.
Yo, and so that's and I fit, and to me, for someone like me who's already on the periphery of being involved in any of this nonsense, like I felt like this doubles down on my feeling of why do I participate? Yeah. Why do I do
you
this?
Force the feeling.
Yeah. I'm done. So yeah, that was my worst gift. What you got?
So I realized one Christmas that life wasn't fair. because I have a little sister who she's just basically like 15 months younger than me.
Okay.
So we're fairly close in age. So like growing up, like it wasn't like it was crazy for us to like both want similar things or like whatever. And so one Christmas, I think we were probably like 8 or 9 years old, and my grandmother like handed us both these both our presents, right? And she goes first, and she opens up this like gorgeous like necklace that had like diamonds in it. Like I'm just like, oh crap, this is gonna be awesome. I'm about to open up like a PlayStation. This is gonna be so sick.
Yeah.
And like so I open up my present, and like, do y'all remember the Big Dog brand? Like Big Dog, like Let the Big Dog Hunt or whatever. Mm-hmm. Big Dog. It was like a
I do
Saint Bernard or something. I got a Big Dog T-shirt.
Wow.
And it was a 3XL Big Dog T-shirt.
Whoa.
No, sir.
I've never been XL in my life.
I'm about to say, what universe was 3X?
I got re-gifted something clearly that was gifted to my grandfather.
Wow.
And my sister just hit a home run with her diamond necklace. And I realized in that moment, like, life's not fair.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's not fair at all. Mm-hmm.
It's not fair in my family, at least.
In my mind, this definitely didn't happen. Maybe it did. We don't know. But in my mind, like, there's like a ring, diamond ring wrapped up in that big shirt that you just threw away. And no one ever said anything to you about it. That's the only way to make that make sense. Because that makes no sense.
It was like such a moment where everyone realized, like, oh no.
Oh yeah. Because
played dead.
It was because like from that point on everyone was like, oh, is this a Big Dog present?
Oh man. No, like, he's not responding well to the 3X t-shirt.
New tradition. What did you do? Like, what did you say?
I tried to my best to be like a good grandson, be like, aww, thanks. Yeah. This is great. And my mom, bless her heart, like comes over and she's like, don't worry, there's other presents.
That's good parenting.
Yeah.
Because I would have broke down.
Did you know? Did you know that this is what you got?
It's like, y'all, you.
Did you not talk about this? Exactly. That's
you know
what
I'm not, right?
Really?
Does she not love me?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Yeah, you questioning everything.
I don't understand.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great.
Well, that was, we hope that all of you all have better holidays than we've just described.
That's
recently.
Right.
It's got to be, honestly. It's got to be better.
And Santa's real, y'all. Just.
Man.
Real black.
In Minnesota.
It's a small target radius that he focused us on. But yeah, this was fourth off the record. Man, we just really, really, really want to say thank you, though, for all of you all who tune in and listen and harass us to make sure that we're on our job and that we're doing this. We just really appreciate it. I don't know. I don't think we're going to be able to get together before the New Year's. Is that probably not going to happen? Dan's like, nah, this is
I mean, we can make promises and break them.
That's true.
That's what we do.
That's so true. Yeah, so
you get what you
look
get.
Out for Savage. Next week. We're going to be here. Ladies and gentlemen, tune in off the record. We ain't going nowhere. We are going to keep you consistently fed with content for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
In the new year, I'm talking about harass us. We at least got 3 more episodes before January 1st, 2017. Trust us. None of our noses are growing. No, legitimately, though, we thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is Off the Record, and we'll talk to y'all again.
Peace.
For your eyes only. For your eyes only. For your eyes only. For your eyes only. Hey, niggas be dying on the daily. It seems my dreams faded for far too long. The consequences deadly. Can't visualize myself as nothing but a criminal. Control the black, serving up racks and stay subliminal.